Hey, this is Sam Walsh, and you're listening to Radio K, Real College Radio. We just got done with in-studio from, we're listening to The Nunnery. She just got, Sarah just got done playing a couple songs in her studio. First of all, thank you so much for coming and playing. It was really a treat to have you in.
That was fun. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. She's got some shows coming up. We'll talk about those in a bit, but we just discovered she's got two on the 9th of February, so keep an eye out for that. But first off, let's get down to some questions. So, where are you from and what is it known for?
I'm from Eau Claire, Wisconsin originally. I grew up there and I guess it's known for music.
Yeah. Bon Iver, possibly.
Just maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. I think if this audience, this listening knows that more than most. What was the first show that you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Oh, I don't know. That's such a bad... I've been going to shows, I think, forever, so I can't remember the first. The one I don't know. One of the first ones I really do remember, which is... I was older, though, was Daredevil Christopher Wright in Eau Claire.
Oh, okay, Eau Claire. Did your parents take you to that one? Was it that?
I was with my mom, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
I think Megafon played as well.
Okay, I don't recognize either of those bands. I definitely something to check out in the future. Who is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band that comes to mind? That's a big question.
I'll keep playing on the Daredevil stuff, but for me, it's Jay Sundy, just because I grew up with him as something to aspire to, I think.
Sure, yeah. Do you think that having that aspiration influences the music you make now?
Not so much anymore, but I think it pushed me to an intimate performance scenario that I think I make now.
Interesting. Kind of branching off of that, so how did the band, The Nunnery, start... How did it accumulate, I guess? And I guess it's kind of interesting because it is such an intimate way of performing. So how did that all begin?
I used to play like folk singer-songwriter music, and then my guitar got stolen, and then the band was like about to break up anyways.
But so. You were with a band that you... So you were with a band before, so this isn't... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I had like a regular, normal, band.
A normal band.
And then, but all I had at my house was just a jam band and then a mic and an amp. And so
I literally just started doing that. You mean
that.
The looping pedal?
Right? Yeah.
Yes, so you had the looping. They stole your guitar, but not the looping pedal.
Yeah, I didn't loop back then. I just had the looping pedal for my guitar to loop. And then I just plugged in the microphone and started looping my voice and kind of ended up performing and getting sucked into it because I really didn't want to do it live. And then it was just like... appropriate, I think.
Yeah, and now two albums later, here we are, right? how did you get started with looping, you know? Because that's kind of just, I mean, it's kind of its own instrument in itself, you know? So how did that happen?
I guess just playing around. My dad just gave me the jam man because he didn't use it ever, so I just started playing around with it and teaching myself stuff, and I really like harmonies, so it just kind of, I don't know, it just became normal for me to do this.
Sure. That's wonderful. That's a very natural way to make music, I feel like. So we'll talk about the shows that you've got coming up in a second, but I'd love to know, what's the thing that you're looking forward to most in The Nunnery's future? We already mentioned that we've been playing Fire Dove constantly on the radio. Okay, we love it. It's a great EP. Album. I apologize. Are you coming out with... Are you working on new music now? Or?
Yes.
Yes?
I am. I'm working on a few projects. Lots of things. I have some singles that will come out in the next year, over the next year, just so I won't... Because I feel like the... album's still pretty new and I haven't advertised it, but I got a new pedal, so I'm writing a bunch of new stuff.
Okay.
Like, I played a new song today.
Okay.
That I don't know. I, like, yeah. it's a lot of things. And then I have a side project I'm working on that I haven't like announced yet.
Okay. Now, can you tell us the name of the side project at all?
I think we decided with the name Esther.
Ooh, I like that. Esther. That's cool. So a couple new singles for the Nunnery in mm-hmm. this next year. We've got some projects to look forward to. But in the meantime, we've got some shows coming up, right? Your schedule looks very busy. Looking it up, you've got two shows on the 9th of this February. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
I'm accompanying a yoga class on the 3rd. I don't remember where it is.
Oh, it's Urban Growler.
I think I'm playing an Urban Growler, and then I'm going straight from there to the Warming House, and I'm playing with Dream Spook.
That'll be very cool. It'll be a full day. And then got some other dates, the 21st with Half Gringa in Chicago. I see.
Oh, yeah.
That about?
Yeah, I'm playing like a Sofar session the day before, and then Half Gringa and I met in Eau Claire. We played a show together, so we just wanted to play together again. So we're making making a mini tour in the Midwest that week. I have like 6 shows that week.
Cool. Damn, so busy.
Yes.
Well, would you like to give any other shout outs or talk about anything else before we get back to music?
No, just thanks for listening.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. You just heard from the Nunnery live right here in our studio at Radio K. You can check them out on Real Life or online this February 9th at the Warming House or at Urban Growler if you want to get your yoga fix in. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.